Larry Allen is the president of Allen Federal Business Partners and writing a Week Ahead newsletter. Larry, you are writing about the Buyers Club expansion, and Brian Civic joined me to talk about how the Buyers Club concept came out of the Idea Lab at the Department of Health and Human Services. Now Ann Rung at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy is saying every agency will stand up a Buyers Club. She was careful to point out that they won't all look exactly like the HHS Buyers Club. But overall, this appears to you to be a pretty good idea, it sounds like. Why is that, Larry?
Francis, I like the idea of buyers clubs, particularly the one that's come out of HHS, because at their core they emphasize innovation, and innovation coupled with timely acquisition methods. If the government's going to meet the missions it needs to meet today, not only does it need to be innovative, I mean, that's particularly a message that comes out of DOD's Acquisition Technology and Logistics Office, but it's going to have to be able to move at the speed of acquisition need. And with protests bogging down traditional procurements, long lead times to get basic contracts into place to begin with, I just think there's a whole lot of potential upside with the buyers club approach.
You cited the phrase timely acquisition methods, and it strikes me that's probably more important in the summer of 2015, where we sit today, than the concept of innovation. Everybody and his brother talks about innovation in acquisition and innovation in technology coming into government, but it's the timely acquisition thing that people talk about and don't seem to be able to crack.
If you look no further than the OMB mandate, Francis, for all agencies to go on the 30-day sprint on cybersecurity, that case alone makes the point that you just were talking about, the need to really move quickly on, in this case, a very important IT issue, one that has national security at its core, one that has already shown numerous times to be vulnerable. So if you're going to be using buyers club type solutions to move that quickly, I think that's what you really need. If you're going to be using traditional acquisition methods where there's a little bit more emphasis on process than the end result, well, you're not going to be able to put the safeguards in place for cyber protections that you need to do.
You write in the Week Ahead newsletter this week, Larry, one typical buyer's club model is to have the agency ask for a short concept paper on a given issue and then go through a bake-off based on prototypes. Now, when that idea was first born, a lot of vendors were a little queasy about that idea. Why shouldn't they be?
They shouldn't be queasy about it, Francis, because, look, concept paper is just that. It's not a full-blown response to an RFP or RFQ, and I think that's where contractors get concerned, is that they feel like they're going to have to make a lot of upfront investment in something that is more nebulous than if it were going through a traditional acquisition process. But really, a concept paper should be viewed as an opportunity to give you, the contractor, the time to shine and show just why you've got the best headshed in town to meet this specific need. And then a prototype is a prototype. It requires some degree of investment, certainly. But if you make it to the bake-off stage, you stand a pretty good chance of either getting this piece of business or something that it may come out of HHS or another government agency that you will have ready-made to meet a need.
Larry, we should have maybe called this conversation today thumbs up, thumbs down, or cheers and jeers, or something like that, because you have a thumbs up for the Buyers Club idea. Doesn't sound like you're as crazy about the Pentagon's Centers of Excellence idea. Why is that?
Well, at its core, Francis, I think the real drive for Centers of Excellence means how do I cut corners and still get contractors to deliver something that gives me the basic functionality that I need. So I think that the Centers of Excellence in DOD, while they may be well-intentioned, really focus on price. Shea Assad, the Director of Defense Pricing, has used the term value-based pricing. And to an awful lot of people in the private sector, that sounds like value engineering. And if you've ever built a house or ever renovated any type of structure, you know what value-based engineering is. It's really kind of how do we get a good end product with getting some of the original things that we thought we needed out so that we can meet our overall budget.
You write, the effort is a mechanism for getting lower prices for commercial solutions while at the same time continuing to add burdens for subcontractors. What are the burdens for subs that are going on here?
Well, the big thing coming out of DOD, Francis, for subcontractors is if you're a subcontractor that sells only or mostly to a government prime contractor, then DOD is being very dubious of whether or not the solution you're offering is commercial. How do they get to price reasonableness of the solution you're offering if you're just selling, for example, to Lockheed Martin? So DOD has begun a move to ask those types of subcontractors to submit cost data. Cold comfort that so far the cost data does not have to be certified for DCAA purposes, but it's still cost data, whereas before these were companies that were presumed to be offering commercial items, and DOD therefore could rely on pricing information to establish price reasonableness.
You write, now's the time to make sure your value statement's updated and thoroughly vetted through a murder board process to make sure you're ready to counteract what DOD or other skeptics might think about your pricing. What's a murder board process? That doesn't sound very good.
Well, murder board, Francis, is kind of a generic term that's given to review teams. Another word for that or another phrase could be blue team or red team, where your RFP response, for example, can be thoroughly vetted by people from inside and outside of your company. Murder board review is the same type of concept, just a perhaps more catchy name, where you're really going through a thorough vetting of just what your value proposition is as either a prime or subcontractor. Important, too, not just at DOD, for example, but also at GSA that is still in the throes of its price flattening effort on GSA schedules.
Larry Allen is the president of Allen Federal Business Partners, writes the Week Ahead newsletter. Final thought, you have some ideas about why contractors should care about the OPM data hack. At first, we thought it was just federal civilian employees. Then we learned it also applied to members of the military, Capitol Hill people. There were a few contractors caught up in this through all of the various breaches. Why is this a big deal also for the contracting community and not just for the civilian employees?
Fundamentally, what we're talking about, Francis, is government-stored information. In the case of the most recent OPM hack, it was information on personnel records. But if you look at the broader picture, it could be any type of government-stored information. Now, contractors send government buying agencies an awful lot of proprietary and sensitive pricing and cost information that the government then stores electronically. And you really have to think as a contractor, what am I sending? Who am I sending it to? If I'm just sending it via an unsecured email to a contracting officer, is that data at risk? The answer, yeah, probably it is. And then there's also the issue where contracting officers like to ask contractors for more information than they really need. They like to electronically paper the file, if you will. And so companies end up sharing even more sensitive information than they really are required to. And in this day and age, that just puts their information at more risk for being stolen either by a national or international actor and really compromising that company's position, not just in the federal market, but in the global market.
Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and you can learn how to get his week ahead newsletter at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Thanks for your time today, my friend.
Thank you, Francis.